Good morning. It is October 3rd, 2013. Time is 06:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, Southern Tier, New York State, where I live and reside. On this day three of something strange going on, where it's a something music month or something, I'm continuing the journey, and I came across something yesterday on this journey's path of this month that really, really intrigued me is a story. And what better way of telling a story when you can relate it to music? And the story was one of old, but still a good story. And that's what it's all about here in Audio Boo. And that song, I've never heard the song before, but it was a great song. It's not rock and roll, but it's still a great song, which goes to show how diverse music is.
You've heard of Julius Caesar and the great Napoleon too, and how the Cork militia beat the Turks at Waterloo. But there's a page of glory that has yet remains uncut, and that's the warlike story of the Slattery Mounted Foot. This gallant band was organized by Slattery's eldest son, a noble-minded poacher with a double-breasted gun. And many a head was opened, aye, and many an eye was shut, while learning to maneuver in the Slattery Mounted Foot. And down from the mountain came the squadrons and the tunes, 24 fine men and a couple of stout bassoons. When going into action, held each musket by the butt, we sang a song and marched along with Slattery's mounted foot. Well, first we reconnoitred round O'Sullivan's she been. It used to be the shop house, but we called it the canteen. But there we saw a notice that the bravest heart unnerved, all liquor must be settled for before the drink is served. So on we marched, but soon again each warrior's heart grew pale, for rising high in front of us we saw the county jail. And when the army faced about, 'twas just in time to find a couple of stout policemen had surrounded us behind. Still down from the mountains came the squadrons and platoons, 24 fighting men and a couple of stout bassoons. When going into action, held each musket by the butt, we sang a song and marched along with Slattery's mounted foot. They reached the mountain safely, though all stiff and sore with cramp. Each took a wet of whiskey neat to dissipate the damp. And when they loaded all their pipes, bold Slattery ups and said, "Today's immortal fight will be remembered by the dead. I never shall forget," he says, "while this brave heart shall beat, the eager way you followed when I headed the retreat. You preferred the soldier's maxim when desisting from the strife, 'Best be a coward for 5 minutes than a dead man all your life.'" And there in the mountains lay the squadrons and platoons, 24 fighting men and a couple of stout bassoons. When going into action, held each musket by the butt, we sang a song and marched along with Slattery's mounted foot.
Slattery's mounted foot. It was a song wrote back there in back in the day by Piercy French, who lived from 1854 to 1920, and he wrote many a song about humorous songs of gentle poking fun at the strange and unusual antics of the Irish. I'm Irish. I have some Irish descent, so I can appreciate that song. So I want to say thank you, Paul, for sharing that yesterday. Oh, well, wait. Oh, there's a couple gentlemen down the road here. Oh, I'll see you in the next boo, audio boo that is, as I proceed down here. And we'll continue this audio boo into the next one. So, plus that's my washer in the background. So. we'll see you in the next audio boo here, okay? On this day three of music something strange going on here at Audio Boo.